This is an EcoHealth information module titled Ayurveda and Tibetan Buddhist Medicine, An Introduction to the Four Tantras, written by Z. Charnot, May the 3rd, 2001. It takes 6 days of normal processing for what enters the mouth to be fully processed, digested, and sorted. During those 6 days, the most extensive systems of hormonal release and interdependent interactions extract nutrients from the fluids and solids we ingest. These 6 days are a period of breakdown, separation, uptake, absorption, and release, and balancing eliminations. This is one of the keys to Ayurveda and Tibetan Buddhist medicine. That is why balancing nutritional intake is very unlike a pharmaceutical remedy. Tibetan Buddhist medicine is most highly related to Ayurveda. Two doctors, Bigi Gaji and his female companion Bila Gadozi, came to Tibet from India. They practiced medicine in the court of King Thothori Nyingsen, the 28th king of Tibet, about 367 CE. The origins of the medicine they practiced came from Buddha Sakyamuni. Buddha Sakyamuni attained enlightenment when he was 35 years old. This occurred in Bodh Gaya in northern India. There are 8 branches of medicine taught in the 4 medical tantras taught by Buddha Sakyamuni. There were 4 kinds of disciples. 1. Devas, in Tibetan, Iha, a god within the cycle of existence who experiences great joy, extrasensory perception, and paranormal abilities. 2. Rishis, in Tibetan, Drangsong, an accomplished contemplative. 3. Buddhists. 4. Non-Buddhists. The 4 tantras are called the Root Tantra, the Explanatory Tantra, the Oral Instruction Tantra, and the Final Tantra. Each of the 4 kinds of disciples heard what was taught differently and created their own lineage. The teaching received by the Rishis, the 2nd of the 4 kinds of disciples, grew into the system of Ayurveda. During the Muslim and British domination of India, much of the knowledge, literature, and tradition of Ayurveda was lost. In the 7th century, however, King Songtsen Gangpo of Tibet sent such as Tonmi Sambhata to India to create a written language in order to translate Sanskrit into Tibetan. Tonmi Sambhata did so. This made a somewhat direct translation possible. In general, the Tibetan translations are highly accurate. This is despite the fact that Sanskrit grammar is somewhat more complex than Tibetan. By this means, what was lost in India was preserved in Tibet. The first, or Root Tantra, provides an overview of the whole field of Tibetan medicine. It tells of 3 roots, 9 trunks, 47 branches, 224 leaves, 2 flowers, and 3 fruits. Upon this structure, Tibetan medicine, it is possible to reconstitute Ayurveda. But better, let us simply take recourse to Tibetan Buddhist medicine.